5. Describe your approach to testing a software application. What types of tests do you typically perform? You should have a comprehensive testing strategy, which includes unit testing, integration testing, functional testing, and user acceptance testing. 6. Can you explain the benefits of agile software development methodologies and provide an example of how you use them in a project? Benefits include iterative development, close collaboration with stakeholders, adaptability to changing requirements. In use, the PM or the project manager will break down tasks into manageable sprints, then assigned based on development assessment of tasks. Never implemented the point or velocity system. 7. How do you handle technical debt in a software project? In the sprint planning, you must govern the must-haves versus the nice-to-haves. Nice-to-haves would be the technical debt makeup. 8. Describe your approach to code documentation and why it's important. Documentation is essential for code maintenance. You should be also to maintain a comprehensive external document for APIs and libraries. 9. How do you handle the changes of working on a large, complex software project with a distributed team? Communication and coordination are key, which you'll get during the stand-up calls. The regular team meetings, which includes the stand-up. Coding and version control standards must clearly be established. 10. Can you provide an example of a time when you had to troubleshoot and debug a complex software issue, and how did you approach it? Instrumenting the code is essential. A scenario, there's a functional issue in production. Check the functionality for what was documented to be released. Check the version control and found an issue in the code. Backed out the code change and re-released.